left off discussing the Shitas HaRambam Levein Onshin B'Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that the Pasuk, Sevaro Ish B'Chomosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, the Gemara is bothered, why is it necessary to add B'Chomosh V'Seichem? Obviously we're not dealing with a mitzvah which is Tuli of Aris, that we would think it applies in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. This clearly is considered to be a Chovas HaGuf, not a Chovas HaKarka. The Gemara answers Moshe Bezdin. One would have thought that perhaps, that yes, Bezdin can put someone to death, the case of the Nefashos, even on Shabbos itself, based on a very, very simple Kavachomer. After all, Avoda is Doche Shabbos. And yet, Ritzicha, the Chiyuv, the Onesh of Mises Bezdin, is Doches Havoda. The Gemara cites the Pasuk, Mi Mizbechi Tikochen Olamos. That's the case, so therefore, Misa, Ritzicha, Bezdin, that should be Doche Shabbos as well, Kamash Malon. That indeed is not the case. So therefore, I simply would have said as follows, this is part of a whole list of Chiyuvim and Mitzvos that are not Doches HaShabbos. If you have a carbon adava, a carbon which is not kavu lo zman, it's not doches Shabbos. And mila shelo bizman is not doches Shabbos. And misas bezdin is not doches Shabbos. If I were to ask you, how does this affect minyan hamitzvos? Minyan hamitzvos, would you include in sefer hamitzvos, right, a mitzvah that tells us that mila shelo bizman is not doches Shabbos? Obviously not. There's a mitzvah bris mila, there's nisra of kilo Shabbos. Mila bizmana gzeres hakasuv yom hashmini yom basar losov. It's not yom hashmini. It's not doches haShabbos. Bamoado means you have a carbon which is kavul ozman. Whether it's a carbon yachid, whether it's a carbon tzibur, that indeed is doches haShabbos. A carbon which is not kavul ozman is not doches haShabbos. Okay, so that's a separate iser. It's not doches haShabbos. And if you dare do so, you do bris mila on Shabbos in a case where it's not doches haShabbos. That's considered to be an act of Chil Shabbos. You offer a carbon adav on Shabbos, that's considered the act of Chil Shabbos. What is the lav? The lav is losasa chomalacha. And all of a sudden, something stunning in the Rambam. Yada chazaka, and say from it, so the Rambam has a separate iser based on our sugya. That's something which is quite surprising. The Rambam and say from it, so and losa say shin chaveis, a separate iser of enon shin b'Shabbos. The Rambam and a Shabbos for a chavdala v'chazayin. The Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, you're about to learn Hilchos Shabbos. I'm about to tell you a handful of mitzvos. No? The Isser Malacha, and the mitzvah of Shrisa, and the Isser of Tchumim, and the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Rambam writes, and the Isser of Enon Shin B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes, you're going to learn many, 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 many prakim. All these prakim encompass five different mitzvos. Wow, a mitzvah of Enon Shin B'Shabbos, and Isser Lav. That's a great Kiddush that indeed is considered to be a separate iser. Why indeed should that be true? Poshub Shat answer simply is as follows, that is there a reason that Mila Shalob Ismana should be Doches HaShabbos? The answer is no. Of course not. No. Mila Bizmana, that's the Chiddush HaKrov, Yom HaShmini. Is there a reason that the carbon which is in a Dava, which is not Kabul Ozman, should be Doches HaShabbos? The answer is no. So there's no reason it should be Doches HaShabbos. The answer is no. And why not? Because of this Adaraisa of Losasa, Chomalacha. When it comes to Misas Bezin, there's a very good reason it should be Doches HaShabbos. It should be Doches HaShabbos. There's a Kavachomer of Al Gemara. After all, Avod is Doches HaShabbos. Ritzich is Doches Avoda. So therefore, Ritzich should be Doches HaShabbos. There's a very compelling reason that indeed this should not be the case. You know what the answer is? Apostle. And now a very, very fancy deal. How do you understand that? When we say that, you know what? You should have. Oh, but there's a gzeres hakas of it, no. If it's a no, there's a non-starter. Well, obviously, this is an iser malacha. But the answer is as follows, not necessarily. There is a strong, compelling argument that the answer should be yes. Oh, so that is the chiddush of the Rambam. So step one, that you have an Isser Malacha, that's clear, Osasa Chomalacha. Step two is, ooh, the Sugi Nivamas, I have a Kavachomer, that should tell me that this Isser Malacha does not apply. All of a sudden now, a Pasuk, B'chomon Shmaseichem. How do you understand that? Is the Pasuk telling you, you know what, step two is invalid, and therefore, we're back to step one. You know what step one is called? Chil Shabbos. A violation of Lo Sasa Chomalacha, and that's it. Or when I argue, you know that key word, despite. What do you mean? Chil Shabbos. This is not Chil Shabbos. There's a kalachomer that tells me that, what do you mean? Avoda is doche Shabbos. Ritzicha certainly should be doche Shabbos. Why is it forbidden? It's forbidden because of the gzeres hakasavav b'chomo shel seichem. And that's a very fascinating issur. To what extent do we assume that b'chomo shel seichem is a separate oser? Or to what extent do we assume, to borrow the language of the Rishonim, that a hadri, the Yisura Gama, if the Kavachomer cannot be applied, I'm back to my starting position. Wow. Is this a tier one Isser? Is this a tier three Isser? A tier one Isser is an Isser Malacha. A tier three Isser is an Isser of Losav Aroish. B'chomosh Vaseichem. A Nafkamina. Nafkamina, clearly. What would the Onesh be if a person goes that and engages in Onshin B'Shabbos? If you're going to tell me that, you know what, we cannot apply the Kal Vachomer, and we're back to step one, you know, I'm going to tell you that step one could very well be an Isser of Skila. If you violated Imalacha inappropriately, that's a Chiv Skila, that's a Chiv Chatas. If you're telling me that, you know what, this is considered to be a new Oseh, you didn't violate this Imalacha with Kari Skila and Chatas, but you violated an Isser of Lo Savaroish V'chomosh V'seichem. Who says that that new oser would generate the same type of chiyuv? And then possibly the following. If you're going to tell me the problem is a malacha problem, so you know what? I would limit this whole sugya to an onesh that entails an isser malacha. That's very limited. Okay, so maybe that's true of the chiyuv nisa. Oh, and our Gemara says, you know what? Maybe in terms of detail, you're talking about chenek, so therefore, bishop sila. Maybe that has a malach of mavashel as well. Oh, okay. Oh, maybe one could argue an onesh of malchus, after all, because if the onesh of malchus creates a chavala, we know that chavala also entails a malach as well. Oh, the tosus, yadamu and efesh. Malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. But you know what? I would limit the whole domain of our question just simply to those onshin that involve a malacha, and the malacha is not nitan lidachos. Okay. If you can tell me that's not true, that this is not a malacha at all, based on the kavachoma, this is a new iser, and this new iser is called an onshin b'shabbos, so maybe I'll tell you a very great chiddush. How do you know that it's limited to those onshin that entail an iser malacha? Well, and maybe this is a much broader issue, that Bezin cannot go ahead and enforce an onesh, irrespective of whether that onesh entails, involves a malacha, or whether it does not. So fascinating, when you look back at that Rambam, Chavdal and Halacha Zayin Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Bezin is not allowed to go ahead and to do that. Bezin is not sorry, you're not allowed to go ahead and give an onesh of Sreifa on Shabbos. Oh, that's the case of our Gemara. And then the Rambam adds, V'hu hadin l'shar onshin. The Rambam has those four words. V'hu hadin l'shar onshin. What exactly does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says, V'hu hadin l'shar onshin? Oh, any onesh. So that is a suffix in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, here in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamedes, Sivkot and Gimel, the Magen Avraham raises this issue. When this Rambam writes, V'hu hadin l'shar onshin, what exactly does the Rambam mean? Does it mean, Dafka b'davar sheishba chelo Shabbos? It means other onshin that obviously are within this miskeris, in this category, that potentially there's a problem with Chilul Shabbos. For example, Chiyuv of Malkus. Because Malkus makes a chabura, and there's an Isra of Chovel. Isn't that the Isra of Bris Mila, that you're making a chabura? Those sugya birishona b'Shabbos, isn't that an Isra of Chovel? So that can apply even when it comes to a Chiyuv of Malkus as well. That's the Rambam's talking about. Or maybe one could argue, no. Maybe, wow, it means any type of onesh. Wow, any type of onesh. That's the suffix in Magen Avraham. L'chora, that suffix should depend on this issue. If the driver is this simalacha, it's limited to onshin that involve an iser malacha. If you're going to tell me, no, despite the fact that there is no iser malacha, even in cases where there is a malacha, there's no iser malacha because there's a kal vachomer. And that Kal Vachomer is true, it's true. And it's a separate Isser. And that separate Isser is called Ein Onshin B'Shabbos. So a very great Kiddush, one could argue that Hu Hadin L'Shar Onshin is much broader. Not just Hu Hadin L'Shar Onshin Sheyesh Bo Chilul Shabbos. That's a stunning view. If you look at Avnei Ezer, and Aruch Chaim and Tusimanim, and Siman Menvav, and Siman Reish Chav Ches, Avnei Ezer suggests that this is a separate Isser according to the Rambam. The Rambam cuts it separately in Sefer Mitzvos. A separate Isser. And that would apply even to Onshin that do not involve any achilul Shabbos at all. So if Beis Din paskens that you're chayiv b'taras mama, oh, you know what? That's a sigin beis adaf lamed vav. That's called ein danin b'Shabbos. That's a gzera. That's a gzera mishum kosei. A gzera mishum kosei. Well, let's assume, for example, what Beis Din is doing is not just, you know what? You borrowed $100, you owe $100. Let's assume, for example, Beis Din is putting someone in cherim, putting someone in nidui. Is that just an isser of ein danin? Ein danin b'Shabbos. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe that's an isser d'arayis of ein onshin. Ein onshin b'Shabbos. Because after all, nidui, cherim, that is considered to be an onish. Rostovichuk raised the following issue. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with a psak of Beis Din that triggers a chiyuv knas, a chiyuv knas, a chiyuv knas. You know, modeh b'knas is patur. Why is modeh b'knas patur? Because the pasuk says, "Asher yarshion Elohim." It means Beis Din, lashon chol. Beis Din is the one who is generating this onesh. Prata marshias atzmo. There is a demelement of tashlumei knas, which is not just a chiyuv of tashlumei mamon, but it is an onesh. Oh. Is that mutter? Is that mutter on Shabbos? If Beis Din were going ahead and do that, is that just an isser of ein danin? It's like paskin a question regarding alva, and therefore we say, right, ish tvoni atachayim, that's ein danin, but nidui, cherim, malkus, one could argue that's included in that Rambam's huadin, the sharonshin. That's something which is fascinating. And this we discussed many, many times. This is a much broader chakira. When you have, for example, an exclusion to what otherwise would be an exception, is that a new iser? Or is there arguing, no. If this is an exclusion, an exception to the exception, you're back to your starting point. You're back to step one. We've often quoted that Tosus and Beis Din Daf Yud Beis Din Aleph, where Tosus gives two stunning, stunning models, and Tosus contrasts Olcho Nefesh with Psulei Hamukdashim. Tosus writes very simply as follows. Step one is there's an Isra Malach on Yantif. That's clear. The Pasuk says, Komalecha Sabad Losasu. Clear. Step two, there's a heter of Ochonefesh. Ach Hashem Yisad Ochonefesh, Hu Levadu Yisad Lachem. But there are limitations to Ochonefesh. For example, Lachem Lo Leklavim, Lachem Lo Legvoa, Lachem Lo Leakum. You know what? You're not allowed. You're not allowed to go out and cook for a non-Jew. And you know what? You're not even allowed to invite the non-Jew because Shemi Yarbid Bishvila. Because maybe you'll cook for the non-Jew. You cannot do that. I ask you the following. A person goes and cooks for a non-Jew. Anyantiv. What exactly is this? You tell me the pasuk says, Lachem lo lagavo. Lachem lo lagavo is an essay. Lachem velo is an Isser essay. An Isser essay. What we discussed. Psachim Nuntes. That's an Isser essay. So is that really true? A person who does the malacha, ba'at akum, anyantiv, it's not called Ochonefesh because Lachem Velo La'akum, you violated an Isserese. Or maybe I could argue as follows. In Isserese, if there's no heter of Ochonefesh, because this is not called Ochonefesh, you're back to step one, you violated the Isra of Komaleches Avodah Lo Sasu. That's a lav daraisa that generates a Chiva Malkus. Tosus assumes the Chiddush, Beis Adaf Yud Beis, the first approach. Tosus says Lachem Velo is an essay. Is an essay, according to Beis Hillel. Wow. Beis Shammai who denies mitoch. If you were to go ahead and inappropriately do melacha for a carbon, there's malchus. According to Beis Hillel, it's aser, but it's lachem v'lo l'gavoa. Wow. Lachem v'lo l'gavoa is an essay. Lachem v'lo alchem is considered to be an essay. You know what I'll tell you? That's against the Rambam. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? What? Oh, the Rambam writes the following. You know what? You go ahead and cook something for a non-Jew on Yantiv. You know what the Rambam writes? Ain't a loki. Oh, that's like Tosus. Ain't a loki. You know what the Rambam writes? Barakav HaChasyantim, remember last year? Ain't a loki. Why? Because of? One word, no? Ain't a loki because of? Hoil. That's what the Rambam writes. That's stunning. The person goes ahead and cooks for a non-Jew and Yisrael Malkus. Why? Because of Hoil. Rabba. Safim and Vav. Because Rabba says, Erev Tavshilin. If you cook, but in principle the food could be used for a Jew, on Yantiv, we'll call that Melechas Ochanefesh. Midaraisa, we'll call that Melechas Ochanefesh. Just like if you're cooking on Yantiv for Shabbos. No, Hoil. If guests were to come, if Jews were to be here, you'd feed them this food. Wow. That's fascinating. The Rambam agrees with Tosfos that if a person cooks on Yantiv, letzarech akum ein aloke, but for two very different reasons. Tosfos says ein aloke because lachem lo gavoa is an isrese. The Rambam writes, no, it's a lav, but you're covered by hoel. You're covered by hoel. That would mean if you don't subscribe to hoel, Rav Chista, you get Malkus Daraisa. According to Tosfos, there's no Malkus Daraisa, there's not a chiyu Malkus whatsoever, because lachem lo is step three, it's an iser essay. That's fascinating. You have an exception to ochel nefesh. Well, if this is not ochel nefesh, is that a new oser? Or do I kick back? Ahadri di isur kama, this is considered to be an iser. So fascinating. Tosfos says, when it comes to malachis yantiv, you know what? These isurim are step three. That's an iser essay. And Tosfos contrasts that with psulei hamul kadoshim. You know what? A person, for example, is a makir or something. I'm makdish a table. Guess what? The table is shalakdish. You know what? I'm poda the table. I buy it back from Ekdish. Guess what? It doesn't have any kedusha. You go ahead and you use the table. You're fine. That's pidyon abedek abayis. How do you understand pidyon abedek abayis? Yeah, that makes perfect sense, no? Why does this table have any kedusha? You know what the answer is? The table is kadosh by virtue of the fact that it is Mamon Hektish. Guess what? If you buy it back, it's no longer Mamon Hektish. So you know what? Okay, so it's no longer a Kadosh. It's no longer a Kadosh. It's Kadosh because it's Mamon Kadosh. And if it's no longer Mamon Shel Hektish, it's no longer Kadosh. And therefore, of course, pidyon works when it comes to Berak Abayis. You know, Rosh Hashita and Shas. Now is that the whole concept, you're ready for this, of Mos Konos. Mos Konos, that you can purchase something. What's the source of Mos Konos? The Gemara never quotes a source. What's the source of Mos Konos? You know what the Ramban writes? You don't need a source. That's just the way that it is, no? How do you know if you buy something, it's yours? The Ramban writes, that's Derech HaMochrim, no? You buy something, you purchase something, it's yours. No, Rashi writes, Gzeiras HaKasuv. What's the Gzeiras HaKasuv of Mos Konos? You know what Rashi writes? Pidyon Hektish. Benasana Kesef HaKamor. Pidyon Hektish. Pidyon Hektish is the source of Mos Konos. You know what the answer is? Yes, Berak Abayis. That's the lundus of Berak Abayis. It's Kadosh because it's the property of Hektish. And if you buy it from Hektish, it's your property. It's no longer. Okay? Great. Now I'm going to tell you the following. Pidyon is not only when it comes to Berak Abayis. Pidyon can come when it comes to Kedusha Saguv. You have an animal, and you're Makdish an animal. It's a Chatus. It's an Olam. And all of a sudden, it's nafal bamun. So what do you do? You know what? You're poda. Wow. So that's something which is stunning, that pidyon works when it comes to Kedusha Saguv. The fact that pidyon works when it comes to Kedusha's damim, I will tell you, that's clear. Why is there pidyon when it comes to Kedusha Saguv? When it comes to damim, you know what the pidyon is? The pidyon is mafkia Kedusha. That's good. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedusha Saguv. A person marries and he wants out. So you know what? So he gives his wife a shavar pruta. You know what you're going to say? Kedusha bichdi lo paka. Kedusha is not paka idei shavar pruta. No? The Ramban, the kinyan shel iser, you need to get. If you have something that's Hektish, Kedusha. How? Kedusha b'chdi lo paka. You're makdish this animal. You invested in it a Kedusha. And now you want to go ahead and uproot it. How you pidyon? How does that work? Kedusha's dummy, my get. So how exactly does that work? So you know what I'll tell you? You're right. That you know what? Pidyon of Kedusha's dummy and pidyon of Kedusha's ago for two different worlds. You're right. It's not. There's no Xerah Shava of pidyon and pidyon. When it comes to Berak Abayis Yerpoda, the Chetz is no longer Kadosh. Great. When it comes to Kedusha Saguv, you know what? The Torah says the following. You have an animal, it's Nachal Bamum, Bipoda, and Tizbach Bachalta. And you know what? Now you can slaughter it and eat it. Ooh, and the Gemara jumps. No? If the Pasuk says slaughter and eat it, what that means? But you cannot shear it. You cannot work it. Whoa. Even after Pinyon, there are restrictions. You know what you see from that? That even after pidyon, you're restricted? You know what you see? The pidyon was not mafkiya kedusha. The pinion is not mafgiya kedusha. I'll tell you, there are two different forms of pinion. One pinion is a hafkas kedusha. There's another pinion which is matir. I will use that word, despite. Despite the fact that the animal is still kadosh, the Torah says, if you know what, if you're podip, psuli, hamugdashim, there's a heter achila. In terms of kedusha saguf, the pinion is matir. In kedusha of ben abayis, the pinion is mafkiya. That's pretty important, no? That's clear. Okay, an amazing Rashi, Pesach from Daf Hey. You're only chay for your chametz. But you're not chay for chametz shel hektish. Shalcha iya Torah, avada shalcha shel gavo. Rashi's mefurish. So you have a bakery, and you are makdish your bakery. You're not chay for bayram matzah. But Rashi, let's assume your lach meitoda. You're chay for bayram matzah. That's no longer your bakery. But that is your lach meitoda. Meikara tur deruven, vahashta tur deruven. When your makdish kedusha saguf, it remains yours, but there's a tosefes kedusha. If I were to ask you cause and effect, what is the driver? I'll tell you, they work in opposite directions. When it comes to kedushas gamim, it becomes mamon hektish, and by virtue of the fact that it's mamon hektish, it has a tosefes kedusha. When it comes to kedusha saguf, I'll tell you the opposite is true. A makdish is a karbonola, it has a tosefes kedusha, and by virtue of the fact that it has a sefer kedusha, hektish has certain rights to the animal. But the starting point is a chalos, a hakadosha, a tosefes kedusha. Why does pidyon work when it comes to tosefes kedusha? You know what the answer is? It doesn't really work. It's not mafkiya kedusha. What does it do? Pidyon can serve lahatir. If it's an animal which is a korban chatos, it's also vachila. And all of a sudden now, ayidei pidyon, there's a heter achila. Oh, so Tosfos writes the following. You overreached. Psulei hamukdashim. You were pulled to this karban, and you worked it. You violated tizbach machalta. Oh, you know what Tosfos writes? You didn't just violate tizbach machalta. The pidyon was only chal lagabi tizbach machalta. You overreached. Guess what? You get Malkus Daraisa for the Isra of Me'ila. You're a Mol B'Kadshim. You know what I call that? Ahadri Isra Kama. That's step one. That's not step three. Step three would be Tizvach V'Chalta in Isra Esay. Me'ila is step one, the Isra Lav. It's as though you benefited from the animal before Pidyon. What do you mean? I was Poledah. But the Pidyon is not Mafkiya. Right, that's so important for kudshim, different types of kudshim, with a whole list of nafkaminas, and a world of difference how it is that pidyon hektish functions, and a fundamental difference. When you understand pidyon hektish, it's very mistabra, as Tosel says, any restriction to the pidyon, we fall back to step one. And therefore, malchus daraisa from Ila, no? As opposed to assuming that the pidyon is chal gamre, but there's a separate iser. Separate isser. If the pidyon is not chal, you're just small bekadshim. Oh, so very, very mistaken what Tosa says. When you're dealing with an overarching heter of ochel nefesh, you know what? Any of the restrictions is a new isser. When you're dealing with tizvah chalta, I would say that's not true. And that's the fast machlokes. No, tam kikar, ri, rabbeinu tam, rashi shita, daraisa, drabanan. But even if tam, you know, is that step one or is that step three? Machalos asuros are forbidden. All of a sudden, step two, what do you mean? This is a taruvos, where one should have suggested bittul. No, you know what the answer is? Tam. If it's no sin, tam, it's asin. Is that a new isin? A new isin? Tam kikar? No. If it's no sin, tam, it's not bittul. If it's not bittul, you're back to step one. That's Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says that, you know what, you're going to get malchus daraisa for tam kikar. And the reed disagrees and says, no, you violated a separate Isser of Tam Kikar. You didn't violate the Isser of. That's something which is studied. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam when it comes to our sugya, no? That Ein Onshin V'Shabbos is a new Osei. It's a new Osei. And therefore, I'm going to count this separately in Sefer HaMitzvos. If it's counted separately, a Chomer Nakula, it's not an Isser Malacha, but the Isser will apply even to Onshin that do not involve a malach at all. As opposed to assuming our Gemara is very limited only to onshin, sheyesh bo chilul Shabbos, and if yesh bo chilul Shabbos, you're going to be taken to task for chilul Shabbos, not for a separate iser of in onshin b'Shabbos. That's something which is pretty critical. The Rambam counts this separately in Sefer Mitzvos. Incredible, incredible. Here I'll tell you a Chiddush. You ready? You ready? Worth hearing this Chiddush. Does this have anything at all to do? Here, the Chomosh Hoseichim, in Onshe B'Shabbos. Does this have anything at all to do with Vav Mabeis? Rav Nassan, Rav Yossi? Does this have anything at all to do with Havar Lav Yatzas? Falachalik Yatzas? I'm counting this in Sefer Mitzvos. Lo Savar Oish B'Chomosh Hoseichim B'Shabbos. Good, good, good. Ein Onshe B'Shabbos. Okay, good, good. You know what? So we had the last shiurim, whoa, Rav Nassan, Rav Yossi. And now, Zayin Amar Aleph, whoa, a separate Isser, counted independent of Sefer Mitzvos. Is there any Kesha? Is there any Kesha? So you know what I would have said? No, no, what, no, no linkage, no linkage, no linkage. You know? B'chol Mosh V'Seichen, yeah, that's counted separately in Sefer Mitzvos, because that's a separate Isser. I mean, on Shem Shabbos, two possibilities, a Chiddush of the Ram, I understand. Did you take a look at that Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos? No such Yishin Chavez. The Rambam in writing that, you know what, in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is a separate Isser. All of a sudden, now the Rambam writes, after all, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Nassan. What in the world does that have to do with anything? Well, I understand you have like a couple of possibilities that now, this halacha in Onshin Rishabis, a new osir, step three, Arush Lekamis, or one, great, you know, wow, that sounds incredible, you know. But and the Rambam all of a sudden continues and writes the following, no, that because we don't accept Rabbi Yossi, Pastanak Rabbi Nassan, is that like just parenthetical? Parenthetical? You know, once the Rambam is discussing this fossil, so the Rambam like kind of digresses a little bit and tells you and realize that there happens to be my focus, Rabbi Yossi, you know, the Rambam Stavav and Shabbos Tafayin, and realize we pass like Rabbi Nassan gets. The Mashmos Lashon Rambam is, you know what, I'm counting this as a separate Isser because I pass like Rabbi Nassan or Rabbi Chalik gets us. What does that have to do with anything? If you look at the Ramban in Shur HaSheni, the Ramban writes, you know, this issue of Eidon Shev HaShabbos has nothing to do with Rabbi Nassar and Yossi. You know, like, why should I have anything to do with Rabbi Nassar and Yossi? Whatever those Sevaralesh means, I understand, but the Pasuk says, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. So there's a drush of the Seif and the Kra. Okay, you know, and how do you understand the Pasuk holistically? Well, that's a fascinating look, because Rabbi Nassar and Yossi. When you look at that Ramban, it's pretty incredible. Right? The mashmaos, but I would say strong mashmaos of the Rambam is that somehow there is a relationship. Somehow there is a relationship. That's something which kind of should blow you away. If you look in the Zohar HaRakia, the Pirushin Sefer Mitzvos, right? Losa Serish Sari Gimel, he writes Mafurish. Yeah, that's the Kavanas HaRambam. That I'm counting this in Sefer Mitzvos as a separate mitzvah because I passed like Rabbi Nassan. What is that link? That's like really unclear. No, that's like really unclear. Oh, so I'll tell you the following Kiddush. Now, I'll tell you. This is the Kavanah Sarah. This is the Kavanah Sarah. Now the Rambam writes in Shorash Rishon. You know, I'm only going to count the Sefer Mitzvos. Didn't Daraisa. I'm not going to count Dinin Drabanan. Okay. Right. And the Ram takes issue with Alpus Kedolos. Woo! Shorisheni. The Ram writes the past. Step further. What are you going to say about Drashos? About Torah Shabbat? About many of your Gimel Midos? The Rambam writes, you know what? That also does not belong in Sefer Mitzvos. Wow. What belongs in Sefer HaMitzvos, you know, is that which is Mufurish Bekra. Maybe let's use a phrase of a Torah Shabbat, as opposed to the Masor of Torah Shabbat. Halacha Moshe Misina, the Ram says, does not belong in Minyan HaMitzvos. You know? When we say Torah Sivlan Moshe, in a sense, it's a reference to that which is found in the Ksav Shel Torah. And therefore, the Rambam writes that, you know what, that there are many dinim daraisa, but they don't have a place in minyan mitzvos. Just like Halakha Moshe Nisim has no place in minyan mitzvos. Well, that itself is a chiddush. The Rambam writes the following, because, you know, in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is the Rambam's phraseology, you know, I'm going to quote and I'm going to count the Shoresh, but I'm not going to count the Anav. That's the Rambam's language, no? You know, I'm going to count the roots, the Shoresh, the roots. I'm not going to count all the branches and all the foliage, you know? The Shoresh, I'm going to hit, you know? The Anav, Himra Daraisa. Yeah, but the Anav, that's not the Taryag Mitzvahs, Wow, that's pretty fascinating. I'm going to quote the Torah Shebitzav, and many of the aspects of the Torah Shebalpeh, whether it's a mitzvah which is Hilchasa, or whether it's the Prateh HaMitzvah which is Hilchasa, or the Prateh HaMitzvah, there are drashos, that not. Okay. All right, maybe we're a little closer. Okay. So I'll ask you, let me use the language of the Rambam. You have a pasuk. This morning is Kriya Sadara, no? You have a pasuk. Lo sevara oish b'chom osh v'seichem yom ha-shamas. Let me ask you the phone. I'm going to quote the Sefer Mitzvos, the Shoresh, but not going to quote the Anav. I'm going to quote that which is, you know, the Torah Shebitzav, not the Torah Shebal Peh. So, what does that include? What does that not include? So that I will tell you is Pshat Meram. Wow. Okay. So let's assume you hold like Rabbi Yossi. Havar lav yatzos. What would the shoresh be of those shoresh moshechem? You know what the answer is? It's very obvious to me. Very obvious. Havar lav yatzos. You know what the essence, the pshuto shemikra of that pasuk is of osavar oish b'chamo shoseichem? You know what the answer is? You're not allowed to ignite on Shabbos. Havar lav yatzos. Havar lav yatzos. Of course. You know what? We have a drasha. Oh, Moshe Vaseichem, the Rabbis Moshe Bezdin. You know what Rabbi Yossi would say about that? That's magnificent. That's incredible. That's an anaf. That doesn't belong in Sefer Mitzvos. What belongs in Sefer Mitzvos? Lo sevar oish b'chom osh v'seichem, that havar lav yatzos. That belongs in Sefer Mitzvos. You know, I would count lo sevar oish, I would count it as havar, of course that belongs in Sefer Mitzvos. Let's assume, for example, you hold the tchumim is a lav darais, it belongs in Sefer Mitzvos, no? Let's assume you're all like Rabbi Nas. Wow. Lo sevar oish b'chom osh v'seichem is not teaching me that there's a malach of havara. Of course there's a malach of havara. There's a malach of borer, there's a malach of kosi, there's a malach of havara, Shabbos memtes, malach is asa. That's osasa chamalacha. Why then is it at all necessary to pass kolos sevar oish b'chom osh v'seichem? So you know what you're going to tell me? That pasuk is necessary for two very important reasons. One reason is chiluk malachas. Oh, havar l'chak yatzos. Okay, vav amud beis. Another reason it's necessary is ayin amud aleph. To tell you, you know, should not be kindling a flame per chiva misa. B'chomo shel Moshe Bezdin. So let me ask. So, which is the shorish and which is the ana? Which is the shorish and which is the ana? You know what I'll tell you the thinking of the Rambam is? Havar l'chalekel says, is certainly not the pshuto shamikra of those sevar ways. That's an incredible, incredible drasha. An incredible drasha. Why did the Torah have to single out Malacha A if we know Malacha is Asa? The answer is, Ulam alakokul, you have to tell the concept of Gishof Malachas. And Rabbi Yossi says that's done from Haina. What, Haina's come from the Sefer Mitzvahs? No. Mechla Mos Yimas, Shmuel, that's come from the Sefer Mitzvahs? No, no, no. The detail of Chiluk Malachas, is Torah Shabbat Peh that is not to be counted in the Sefer Mitzvahs. No one counts Chiluk Malachas in the Sefer Mitzvahs. That's part of the Pratei Mitzvah. So what would be counted? What would be counted? When you have this incredible pasuk of those words, you know what the chiddush the Rambam is? Yeah, the pshut of shomikra, in the sense of the chomosh v'seichem, is telling you that there is an isser of ein onshin b'shabbes. That drasha is much more, so to speak, pasuk based than the chiluk malachos. That pasuk pshat is the chiddush of the Rambam shita. That if one is going to pass like Rabbi Yossi, you're not going to count in onshin b'shabbes in minyan mitzvos, because the pasuk on its face is telling avar l'chalek yatzas, for alav yatzas, that's going to be counted. See, even though in onshin b'shabbes would be true, that's not a machlokas Rabbanus Rabbi Yossi, but it doesn't belong in sefer mitzvos. Once you argue that that's not true, avar l'chalek yatzas, the pasuk is not needed for the malach at all. Why is the pasuk needed? Well, one reason is vitally important to tell you Chiluk Malachos. Others will tell you our Chiddush Yom Tov Zayin. Which would you say is more text pasuk based? You know what? Chiluk Malachos is not. But recognizing the pasuk says B'chomosh V'seichem, how do you send the words in the pasuk? This is not one of the mitzvos of Tliyas Varetz. You know what that means? That according to Rabbi Nassan, it's a shorish, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a anaf. And therefore, my choice to count this in Sefer Mitzvahs is a mitzvah. Bifnei Atzmo, you know what? That's because I passed like Rabbi Nassim. Well, that's what I would suggest in terms of the beer in the Rambam Shita. So when you make your whole list of, you know, what are the differences between Nassim and Rabbi Yossi? It's like incredible, no? The Gemara has explicitly won, and we had a list that goes on for a long, long time, no? One share after another. You know, after the bottom of the list, and whether you count in onshin b'shabbes as a separate is or not, you can say, who says? Take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Zarak. Mufurish. No, I think that's an important thing. Important chiddush. No, okay, go over that a little bit because that I think fits in very, very well with the Rambam's the Rambam Shita. Okay, wow. Okay, we're back to almost the starting point. Back to almost the starting point. Now, why is it necessary to have Aleha to tell us that if Yibum entails Gili Arayos, aside from the Sevishasach, there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza? Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? That Yibum has the capacity to be Doche Shasach, but it doesn't have the ability to be Doche additional Isurim? So why indeed is a pasuk necessary at all? Whoa! So the Gemara does Zion with Beis, Mao de Tema, Hol Vishtar Yishter. Hol Vishtar Yishter. Wow. What do you mean? Eishasach is Asa. And Yibam somehow lifts the Nisr of Eishasach. Let me run with it. If it's Matar, Nisr of Eishasach, let it be Matar. For example, this of Achaz Isha. And let's perform Yibum, even if two brothers married two sisters. And that's why it's vital you have a pasuk to tell us, absolutely not. Wow. So such a chiddush that the Gemara is willing in havamim, to apply hov ishtri, right, to cases of evil. Why exactly is this such a chiddush? We'll have to see already, right, another sugya, right, sugyan zvachim daf lamedbeis and lamedbeis. Does hov ishtri have anything at all to do with the mechanism of the dechia? When we've been discussing, right, an option of dechuya and an option of hutra, or an option of a davar yatsa min haklal, that b'chi hagavna lo ne'emar, in such circumstance there's no iser whatsoever, how indeed does this affect, right, this application of all history? That's something which is stunning. We discussed in the past, right, one piece in Rabbi Chana, that was the Kovetz Aras and Simen Tes, but because of that, and then you have to take a look at the next Simen, Simen Yud, where Rabbi Chana writes the following. He thinks it's obvious that you're not going to apply Hov Ishtri Ishtri in cases, to use the language of the Ramban, which is a Dabar Hayat Simen HaKlam. If the reason something is mutter is because in no shape or form is this included in the framework of the Isser, then you would never apply Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Chelev of a behema is forbidden, Yechayv Kares. Chelev of a chaya is mutter ba'achila. The fact that chelev of a chaya is mutter ba'achila is not based on any pasuk that is matir, but the iser of chelev is only this and not that. Only this and not that. I would not call that hutra. I would not call that tuchliya. I would call that the davar yotzei min haklal. That is beyond the scope of iser in any shape or form. Well, and Ramban and Torah Sadin, we discussed a couple of times, quotes that Rashi and Brachos, Chaf Amar Aleph, where Rashi writes this Yisod, there are certain things that obviously are beyond the scope of the Iser, and Rashi writes two examples, one which is a minor Chiddush, one which is a massive Chiddush. Rashi writes that the fact that a Kohen is Mitami Lameis, whether it's Krovim or whether it's Meis Mitzvah, that is beyond the scope of Tumas Kohen. Beyond the scope of Tumas Kohen. The Torah says a Kohen cannot casually become Tami Lameis, but if the Kohen is doing so for Krov or Meis Mitzvah, that has nothing at all to do with Sugis of Dechia, but that was a Davar Yotzei Min HaKlal. That was never included in the scope of this Rav Tumas Kohenim at all. Wow, that was striking. And what's the minor? What's the major? You know what? I could be more the mixes to Rashi in the case of Krovim. But to say it's true in Meis Mitzvah is a massive Kiddush. No? To say it's true when it comes to Krovim, yeah, because maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Lanefesh lo yitama ba'amav, you're a Kohen, don't you dare become Tami Lameis. Ki'im l'shera karavila. You know what ki'im sounds like in my mind? A built-in exclusion. This is this, sir, and it's not that. Okay, I understand. Meis mitzvah. You have such a pasuk. Meis mitzvah is based on the fact that kvod habrios, kfuras hameis, is dochet tumas kohanim. That's beyond the scope of. That's so obviously beyond the scope of. Isn't it, as Tosa says, no, here you're conflicted. You're a Kohen who can't be metami lameis. At the same time, there's a mitzvah that you're mechuyit metami lameis. What do you do? What gives? Tosa says that works within the world of Dechia. So why don't you learn from there? Cases of an essay to Chalosa say, yeah, Tosa says, learn from there. That's Yivamos Daf Hei. After all, this is an Isra of Kohanim, which is Eno Shavavakol. It's like the case of Tara Samitzara. Hey, Yom HaNalef and Yivamos. It is a candidate, but it's Eno Shavavakol, as opposed to Rashi. It's not a candidate at all. Wow. But Rashi writes, Krovim and Meis Mitzvah. Krovim and Meis Mitzvah. And if I was going to be molded to Rashi, b'miktas, I would say, maybe Krovim, yes. In fact, when you look carefully at Tosus, Brachas Dachar, Sheva Ta'asadim, there Tosus writes, I disagree with Rashi, and if you look in Tosus, Tosus is only disagreeing with the Meis Mitzvah case, not the Krovim case, not the Krovim case. When it comes to Krovim, I would say that's built in, because the Pasuk says, Ki'im L'Sherak Arvilov. If something is a built-in exclusion, it doesn't sound reasonable to apply a concept of hold the ishtri. Ishtri? What does ishtri mean? Ishtri means there's an override. If something was never included in the Isser, you'll say hold ishtri, ishtri. And Rabbi Chanan writes in Siman Tes just the following. A Kohen is Matama the Krovin. A Nazir is not Matama the Krovin. Good? Well, let me raise the following question. What happens if the Kohen is a Nazir? What happens if the Kohen is a Nazir? Well, of course not. Nazir's not. Oh, but what about Hov Ishtri Ishtri? What about Yivam Stav Zayin? That once we are Matir Isser for the Kohen to become a Tacharov, so let that Heter expand, let the Heter morph. And I'm going to tell you an incredible psak, wrong. No, that a Kohen is another, is Matami, the Krovin. And that would create a huge paradox. Imagine, you know, I tell the Nazir who's a Yisrael, don't you dare be Matami, the Krovin. And I tell the Nazir who's a Kohen, yes, you're Matami, the Krovin. And the Yisrael says to me, he has to be much more careful about Tumah than I do. You're telling me no, and him yes. Yeah, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Because just like we're Matya the Isser of Tumah the Gabe Krovin, we're Matya the Gabe Meis Mitzvah. That would be absurd. Yeah, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that argument? What's wrong with that? Rabbi Chanan writes in Siman Tes, what's wrong with it? If something is beyond the scope of this, sir, it's not subject to Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Hov Ishtri Ishtri must mean the Isser has been koma omer. The Isser is there. But there's a mafkia, it's paka. And if it's paka, can I argue, oh, you know what? It expands, it morphs. And Rabbi Chanan writes a stunning chiddush as well. And that's why you can understand in Sotan Daf Gilma Flokas between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Yishmael, whether the fact that a coin is metame lekrov, how do you read that puzzle? A coin should not be metame the mace, but you know what? Ki im the shera karavilav lo yitama. How do you read that puzzle? The Kohen may or the Kohen must? The Kohen may or the Kohen must? Rabbi Yishmael says the Kohen may. It's an option. Rabbi Kiva says, no, this is a mitzvah. This is a chiyuv. The Kohen must. It's a mitzvah, it's not a rishus. Imagine Rabbi Yishmael Shita. It's a rishus, but it's doch alav darais of Tumas Kohen. How do you have that? It's not foreign to us. We've learned this a lot. That sometimes a mitzvah can override an iser. An essay doch alav sase. If something's not a mitzvah, something that's not a mitzvah has the category, the potential too. Why should that be? Isn't it obvious that if this can be doche to maskonim, this, lo yitama, must be a mitzvah? And Rabbi Shmuel says, I disagree. How can you disagree? You know what the answer is? Because this is not working with the world of dechi whatsoever. Chelev chai is not working with the world of dechiya. A coin for krovim is not working with the world of dechiya. Wow. And that's where you come out focus, whether a chiyuv, whether a rishus. And the Ramban and Torah Sodom writes, this is true of Yibum. Wow. This is true of Yibum. How is it that this Rav Eshesach is paka? How is it this Rav Eshesach is paka? What happened? What happened exactly? The Ramban writes, because b'makom zika there is no isra of eshesach. It's like that Rashi. In Brachas Dav Chof, when it comes to the case of a kohen l'gabei krovin. Wow. Or like the Ramban writes when it comes to Elchon Nefesh. Melechus Elchon Nefesh was never included in the isra melech of Yantiv. That's why the Torah says melechus avoda. As opposed to Melechus Elchon Nefesh, Melechus Asuva, the Ramban and Emor, the Ramban and the Melchamos, Beit Zedafid Gimel, Dapi Rif. No, not so simple though. Not so simple, because black and white, Yivamos Tav Zayin, Mao de Semo of Ishri Ishri. Our Gemara suggests this. Our Gemara suggests this. Let's argue that just as Yivam is Docha Disarvei Shasach, it should be Docha Sharayos as well. Well, apparently, that what is true of Yibam and Eishasach is not the equivalent of Chelev Avachaya, not the equivalent of Lachas Alcha Nefesh, not the equivalent of Tumas Korn in the Krovim, maybe Meis Mitzvah, but here there is an Isser with a Matir, and if there's a Matir, Hovi Shtar Yishtri. Hovi Shtar Yishtri. Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. So Poshub Shat Argamar is assuming there is an Isser Eishasach, and there's an override that the mitzvah of Yibam is matter deservations, huh? And therefore, by the principle of all Vishri Ishtri. One always has to be very, very careful, because this is such a powerful line in the Gemara, but this is only a havamin in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, wrong. No? The Gemara says, that's not true. That's not true. You know, yeah. You know, Pashup Shat Ramban would say, that's not true, because. That's exactly. This is not like a separate Xeris HaKosov of Aleah. You know what Aleah is teaching you? That there is no Isra of Eishasach B'Malkom Yibam. The Zika is Materes. And if this is beyond the scope of this of Eishasach, so then there is no application of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. He Hanosenes. You mean the Pasuk tells me because or despite? Because or despite? You mean despite the fact that there is an override, but the Pasuk forbids Hov Ishtri Ishtri? Or because there is no override, we cannot possibly apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri? This is what we have to discuss. And now the Gemara gets a little bit complicated, but we'll have to see. We have to see the Hemshech of the Gemara, and then the Sugya in Zvach Medaf Lamed Beis, that's critical. Ula Abayin Rava. Ula Abayin Rava. The Gemara says the following, the Minat Timra. Where do you see this concept of Hov Ishtri Ishtri? You have a Heter? And you have a right to go ahead and to expand the heter beyond the limited context of the pasuk itself. Oh, so the Gemara mentions the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of a metzora, and you go through the details of the taras ha-metzora, that which the metzora must do on the given days of his taras, and that which is done on Yom HaShmini. On Yom HaShmini. You know what the Torah tells us? That on that day, you know, matan bahonos is necessary. You take the Dam HaAsham, and you know what? That has to be placed on the right ear, the right thumb, the right big toe of the Smitzora. And guess what? This is done B'fnei Hashem. This is done in the Azara. This is done in the Azara. That sounds so striking. Because without this, the Metzora is Mechusar Kippurim. And a Metzora is Mechukar Sipurim. Is not allowed to enter the Machaneh Shechina, is not allowed to enter the Azara. He cannot enter the Azara Bituma, but Tara requires Matan Bahoros in the Azara. It is not obvious that there's some clash here. There's some clash. Now, how can that be? We know that has to be resolved, because if you're going to tell the Mitzvah he cannot go there, then he cannot become Tahor. So how do you break? How do you break that cycle? How do you break that cycle? So here the Gemara says something which is stunning. You know what? We'll tell you to do the following. And how does this sound? What does this sound? How does it sound? You know what? We're going to go ahead and tell this Nesara to go ahead and position himself in the Shar Nikanor, the entrance that does not have the Kedusha of the Machaneh Shechina. And you know what we're going to say? Extend. Those limbs into the Azara in order to allow for Matan Bahoros. You know, maybe one could argue what that means, that Bia B'Miktas is Lav Shma Bia. That the fact that you're just extending a limb in the Azara is not called entry into the Azara. Wow! So you can at once receive the Matan Bahoros and not be violating one who Tameh does so. You know what? Oh, that's Ula Shita, Zvach Alam HaBeis, that's not true. Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. That is not the case. That partial entry is not considered to be entering the Azara. Oh, so that really is a problem. That, you know what? Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. But Taras HaMetzor requires B'Yiva Miktas. So clearly, this is a built-in heter to the fact that one who is otherwise Mechusar Kippurim is us in the Machan HaShchina. Clearly, with the exception of the Matan Baonos. Okay, that's fine. How does that exception work? Is that Hutra? Is that Duchliya? Is that a Dar Yotze Min HaKlal? Because you know what our Gemara says? Wow. What happens if not only is this a problem of the Metzora, but Ra'a Keri Ba'osa Hayom? Ra'a Keri Ba'bayom. He also is a Balkari. He's a Balkari that was Togo, but he's a Tfilyom. It requires Harav Shemesh. So there's no allowance for Balkari to go in there. I mean, sorry, yes. I mean, so just wait till tomorrow. He needs Harav Shemesh. So wait. Whoa, this is Erev Pesach. That's our Gemara. This is Erev Pesach. Time is of essence. No, you cannot wait. Oh, so you know what? What about Hol Vishtrish? Whatever mechanism is allowing the Smitsura to receive the Matan Bonos is also going to allow the Matan to take place even though he is still considered to be a Tfulyom. Wow. So that's the background, no? You have to see the Sugin Zoch, Aflamed Beis. There the Gemara writes straight. Now this should depend on certain elements of Hutra and Duchliya, and then we're going to have to see that. Mm.